This is Danny Nezvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM. TransLink, the transportation agency of Metro Vancouver, recently announced a collaboration with a local business in Port Coquitlam, BC. This local business is Patina Brewing, a brewing company that has partnered with TransLink to release a public transit-themed craft beer, aptly titled the Platform Pilsner. A novel collaboration, but one that TransLink hopes is able to inspire other unique collaborations with local businesses throughout Metro Vancouver. To learn more about why TransLink decided on this collaboration with Patina Brewing, we spoke with John Jang, TransLink's media relations advisor. When we asked why TransLink decided to go into this direction, here's what he had to say.
It's a really, really good question. So first of all, you know, TransLink as an organization, we're always trying to think of new ways, creative ways to generate a little bit of revenue that doesn't involve us having to increase the fares for customers. And with that in mind, our CPMP team, which is our corporate partnerships and program team, they essentially are tasked with coming up with creative ways to find other organizations, businesses, or opportunities to find these revenue streams. As another example, I'll mention that we introduced Amazon lockers on TransLink SkyTrain stations and transit hubs a couple of years back, again, to also realize that customers could use this as a benefit. When you're working and going to school, you want to pick up a package along the way home. It's really convenient to do it right at your SkyTrain station or transit hub. So they kind of came to us and said, hey, we have this idea of a partnership with Patina, and we think it'd be a really great way to do it. And I just immediately thought, well, that seems like an excellent idea. Let's see what we can do. And so we were able to partner with Patina and license the intellectual property for TransLink and kind of work together to create the Platform Pilsner. It's, I think, the first of its kind program, not just in Canada, but possibly in North America, when you think about a transit agency doing something like this. So we were really proud of the fact that it's kind of progressive. And come on, let's be real. Metro Vancouver is known for a lot of different things, including a very strong craft beer scene.
Later on, we asked him if this collaboration opens the door for other TransLink-themed products, whether that be a TransLink sneaker or any other array of TransLink food items or specialty drinks, like the one that's seen in this collaboration with Patina Brewing.
You know what? I guess never say never. I don't know that anything is in the works for a TransLink sneaker, though that would be a pretty cool idea. Obviously, if a sneaker head is listening right now, I'm sure they'd love that. But for us, again, it's just trying to find creative ways to generate a little bit of that revenue. So the Amazon partnership with the lockers, again, being a really good example of us doing something like that. Obviously, it's not like a TransLink locker. It's still an Amazon branded locker. Amazon is the one that provides those lockers. We just give them the space and the lease to do it. But it gives us a little bit of money where if we hadn't done that partnership, we wouldn't be getting that money. And all of that money still goes to support and fund operational services across Metro Vancouver. So, you know, I think if you've got other brilliant ideas like TransLink sneakers, TransLink snacks, food, nothing is off the table as long as it makes sense for us as an organization, for our customers, and also for the organizations that we'd be partnering with.
We then went on to ask if this project came from a desire from TransLink to diversify its revenue streams.
Yeah, I think it 100% was. Our CPMP team, you know, their task is to be creative and think outside the box and find ways to generate that revenue. But all of that is still because we need to find ways to make sure that our operating funding is strong and flush. Now, obviously, a large bulk of that still comes through partnerships and funding that we receive from government partners. And we've got many different teams that are constantly working with partners at every level of government to get that kind of funding so that we don't have to worry about, you know, reducing services or anything of that nature. Thankfully, our 2025 investment plan was secured this year, where we can feel pretty good about it over the next couple of years. But trying to find new ways to get that revenue, TransLink, again, is getting into real estate development, right? So that's another creative way that we're doing this and looking at other transit agencies around the world that have done this. And looking at it and thinking that's a model that we could emulate here in Metro Vancouver. So it's basically the task of having to come up with all these different creative ways to generate a little bit of revenue. And I would say, like, there's never too little. Like any bit that we can get through programs like the collaboration with Patina Brewing, it just goes to help everyone, whether it's us having to keep the services or the customers who depend on having those services every single day.
We then discussed whether TransLink hopes that this collaboration inspires other public transit providers to collaborate with local businesses in their communities.
I can't say with certainty that other transit agencies will exactly follow suit, but they might at least be inspired by like the model, like allowing transit agencies to permit the use of their intellectual property and working with local businesses. It doesn't necessarily have to be craft beer. It might not even be beer at all. It might be other products. I don't know for certain. But I do think that the transit industry is a very tight-knit community. And so what happens in Metro Vancouver with TransLink, for example, is definitely viewed and observed by transit agencies, not just across Canada, but across North America and around the world. And so we know that if there are conversations happening, maybe somebody picks up a phone or writes an email and reaches out to someone at TransLink and says, "Hey, like, tell us a little bit more about how you guys got into this, because we're thinking about doing it in, like, I don't know, Berlin or maybe in some places in Hong Kong." Like, we don't know, but I hope we have had that impact with this project. We do know that it's progressive. We know that it's raised a lot of eyebrows, not just from people living in Metro Vancouver, but across the country. And I think that's what makes this such a unique story for TransLink. We didn't just do this because we wanted to get our names out there for the purpose of being like the first of its kind. We also wanted to support a local business with Patina, a great local community brewery in Port Coquitlam. And especially now during a time where obviously, a lot of things are happening politically. Economic uncertainty is felt by every Canadian right now. And so that also played a big role into it, too. So if other organizations and other agencies want to kind of follow the TransLink model here, we hope they do so with the mindset of wanting to support their local communities as well.
Once again, that was our conversation with John Jang, the media relations advisor for TransLink, on the company's new collaboration with Patina Brewing for the Platform Pilsner. This has been Danny Nesvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. This segment would not be possible without the continued support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. You can also find this piece on frequencynews.ca.